Matthew chapter 16 this evening. Matthew chapter 16, the Bible says in verse number 1, "The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, When is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. When disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I speak it unto you concerning bread? I speak it not unto you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And he said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this church I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Praise the Lord. I thank him tonight for his goodness, and I will preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, a time for understanding. A time for understanding. As we look at this word tonight and we see God and he's moving, we see the Lord Jesus Christ and we see the world coming against him and the Pharisees and the Sadducees as they try to tempt the Lord and they try to push him and prod him for answers. I won't say you don't have to do that for God. You just believe in him and believe on him and he'll give you the answers. Amen. When we put our faith and trust in him, begin to realize who he is. Praise God. He gives us, amen. He gives us that time of understanding. Now what does it mean to be understanding? He's talking about a discernment here. But if you look up the word and begin to study the word understanding, it means literally to hold in the mind. Amen. What we need today, our people need today, our families need today, you and I need today is an understanding of the good God of heaven. In other words, to hold in our mind, praise God, what God Almighty has done for us. What he has for us and the hope we have in him. Praise God, when we get in our mind, praise God, God Almighty through the Holy Spirit will massage it down into our souls so we can live a Christ-like life. Amen. So we need that today to hold in our mind, praise God, what God has done for us. You say, preacher, how do we get a hold of that? I want to tell you the best way to get a hold of that is just by known experiences. As we've already told and mentioned tonight in your hearing, it's the experiences that we have with God. It's what we know that God's able to do and accomplish. Amen. What we have to do tonight, youngins, is just put our faith in him. Well, a lot of people like these Pharisees, they were looking for a sign. They was looking for God to do something. Amen. I guess what a lot of people need him to do is smack them upside the head so they realize it's God. Amen. Sometimes people get those looking for a sign, want God to show them, you better be careful what you ask for. God might just smack you upside the head, just let you know that He's God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of us, amen, we may need that tonight, so we know how great God is. But He's the God of heaven. He's the God of the universe, praise God, and He's our God. And we know from experience, as we've already heard in the testimonies this evening, that God is a gracious God. He's a good God and an almighty God. He's an all-knowing God, praise the Lord. And if our understanding would be enlightened and illuminated tonight, we'd know in our heart, praise God, everything that He says is true. But what we need tonight is some spiritual discernment, praise God, just to realize how great and almighty God is, that He would illuminate our understanding that we might know. Old Job was sitting around after he had lost everything he had. He's sitting in sackcloth and ashes with a piece of pottery, scratching them old sore boils off of his hide. And along came his friends. Boy, I tell you, hey, we don't need friends like Job had. They sat down there with him, and over the days, they sat there for a while, never said nothing. And then they begin to accuse old Job. Amen. They begin to accuse him and put him down. And finally, over about Job 32, Elihu, he begins to speak. And for several chapters, he speaks. But there was one verse that I think of when I think of Elihu. He says this in Job chapter 32 and verse 8. He said, "But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding." He said, there's something that's deep inside of a man. As he sat there, he watched them talking about all the things that there was. He said, "You know what the truth is? The truth is that there's something inside of man. There's a spirit inside of man. And the Holy Ghost of God, inspiration, the Holy Ghost gives through the Almighty, praise God, gives understanding." Praise God, if we're going to understand, it's going to take a Holy Ghost. If we're going to get excited, it's going to take a Holy Ghost. God Almighty Himself is going to tell them, praise God. They was looking for a sign. They was looking to see something. They wanted some evidence. He said, "There won't be no evidence but the sign of the prophet Jonas." He said, "It's a coming." Praise God. He said, "You're asking for it." Hey, praise God, you won't believe it when you see it. But the sign of Jonas is the only sign you're going to see. He said, "Pastor, what was that? The death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, just like Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. Jesus Christ Himself would be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Amen. Amen. You know what's so sad today? Praise God, a time of understanding. A time for understanding is to realize, praise God, this evening, youngins, that He did that for us. Amen. Praise God. He did that for me and you so that we could understand and have the truth. And the truth would make us free. And the truth is in the Lord Jesus Christ this evening. I pray, God, when we begin to realize that truth, it begins to speak to us. But we got to have the real truth and nothing but the truth. Amen. Praise God, we need the real thing. Brother Charles, we don't need no counterfeit. Praise God, we need the truth of an almighty God. We don't need men's opinions. We don't need men's ideas, but we need what thus says the Word of God. He said, "If we ain't careful, we'll get this 11, praise God, and ain't no good for nothing. It comes into something and it begins to permeate." Praise God, what we need is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, not a bunch of false doctrine, but the real thing. I heard a fellow say a while back, he said, we don't need to be preaching doctrine. Amen. I've had preachers tell me that before. And as a young preacher, I thought, well, they probably right then. So I got to look and praise God. I got to look, well, what will you preach if you don't preach doctrine? Because that a doctrine is spiritual instruction. Doctrine is that God gives. If you don't preach a doctrine, you ain't going to preach nothing. And you'll just get up and tell a bunch of stories and a bunch of fairy tales and send people to hell. Amen. But praise God, the doctrine, the Word of God. See, that false doctrine's like that yeast that's put in the barrel. Now that seems small and insignificant. But you get a little bit of yeast put in a barrel, a barrel you flare. Amen. And that thing gets a little bit of moisture, and next thing you know, the whole thing's leavened. It don't take a whole lot of the wrong thing to do the wrong thing. Praise God, but just a little bit of the good thing. Well, praise God, we'll do a good thing. So we see that, praise God, that gets in there, that little bit of yeast, it gets in there and it begins to grow secretly. Amen? Just a little at a time. Amen? That's what it does. That's how it works. It grows secretly and it permeates the whole thing. Next thing you know, it's all, everything is full of it. I would say that's about the way the world is today, ain't it? The whole world just full of it. Amen? It's just full of ungodliness. It's full of worldliness. It's full of lust. It's full of selfishness. The world is full of it tonight. But there's a God of heaven, praise God. He said He'll deliver us from that by the truth. The Bible says in Galatians 5:9, said a little leaveneth the whole lump. Paul was telling the Galatians, he said, you need to be careful, praise God, because you let a little of this junk in here and it'll leaven the whole thing. It'll destroy your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to build our relationship on the truth and on understanding, praise God, the grace of God, the goodness of a holy and righteous Savior, praise God. So we need that truth, praise God, that truth that we might live by faith. Amen. By faith, and not in the things around us and the things of this world, but faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in the precious word of truth that speaks to you and I tonight. It gives us the confidence that we need to be children of God. Amen. That He might manifest Himself to us, praise God, to His people. Amen. Listen, not another, but to us. That's why He said, if my people, would you call by my name? Amen. He didn't say if an old lost and dying world. He said if my people, that's me and you, praise God, will just come to the Lord Jesus Christ believing on Him. Amen. And it'll get rid of that leaven. It'll get rid of that stuff, that junk, praise God, that gets in the way. You say, preacher, how do you do that? By faith, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. By truth, praise God, that makes us free. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, in verse number 6, the Bible says this. He said in 1 Corinthians 5 and verse number 6, it says this. He said, for your glory is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of, now watch this, of sincerity and truth. He said, praise God, what we got to do is take the sincerity and truth, praise God, amen, get the leaven out, get the things that will cause disorder, and get to a place, amen, where we have understanding in the day and the hour that we live, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and besides Him, there's no other place, there's no other help, there's no other way to accomplish a good godly life before the Lord. Praise God, the leaven won't do it. He said, you got to get it out. And He said, you get it out with sincerity. He said, you get it out with truth. Amen. We need to be sincere in what we do today. There's a whole lot of folks that are watching us. Amen. Whole lot of folks is watching us. These people that tell me, I said, preacher, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, I've tried this, I've done that, and I just don't know what I'm going to do. I tell you what we need to do. We need to be just as sincere as we know how to be in the things of the Lord. We need to love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, like the Bible tells us to do. And our folks will see Christ in us, that hope of glory. And one day in a little while, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God will convict their heart. I said, the Holy Ghost of God will convict their heart when they get down beside themselves and they don't have no help, can't find no help, there's nothing there for them, praise God. We can't help them, you can't help them, I can't help them, and they realize they need help. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God Almighty begins to deal with their hearts. Amen. In sincerity and in truth, He begins to speak to them. Amen. In the truth. Now these disciples was tore up. When Jesus began to speak to them about the leaven, they thought, well, it's because we ain't got no bread. That they forgot to take the bread. They got over to the other side. They said, boy, we're in a mess now. Said, he's a-talking to us because we didn't bring no bread. And Jesus knew the thoughts of her heart. Amen? And he says to me, he said, which when Jesus perceived that he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Sometimes we get to thinking, well, you know what, I should have done this, or I should have done that. If I had done this, God could have done that, or you know, vice versa. But praise God, I want to say God Almighty's God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He'll help us and lead us, guide us and show us a way. Praise God that'll lead us unto righteousness. If we'll put our faith in Him today, He'll give us a direction. Amen. He said, but we just got to have faith in what He's done. If we'll realize the truth, see, them fellas worried about getting bread, is worried about physical substance. But praise God, Jesus Christ Himself, as long as you're in the midst of Him, praise God, He has everything we'll ever need. Amen. Amen. He begins to question them. Amen. They was a looking for nature. He said, do you not yet understand? Neither remember. Amen. He said, don't you understand? Don't you remember what I done? Hey, listen, I understand. I remember what Jesus done for me. I understand and I remember what Jesus is doing for me. I understand and I remember, praise God, what He's promised He'll do for me. Amen. That keeps me excited in my soul because of what He's doing for me. He said, don't you understand, neither remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000. How many baskets you took up? Amen. They was worried about not having taken bread. Praise God. He said, don't you remember? Don't you understand, praise God, the 5 loaves and the 5,000? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up. He said, don't you remember? Amen. Don't you understand? Don't you know the whole principle of the thing? Praise God, it wasn't about the bread. It wasn't about the basket. But it was about God Almighty who's able to meet your need. Amen. The only thing, good thing about that, praise God, He's able to meet yours and everybody around you. He's sufficient for every need. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, hey, the need was met. He said, how is that you do not understand? I speak it not to your concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. He said, I ain't talking about bread. He said, I'm talking about that false doctrine, that false instruction. He said, what you need to focus on is the truth. He said, if you focus on the truth will make you free. Amen. Praise God. That true bread, he said, that true bread that comes down from heaven, praise God, it's among you right now. It's there to be had, praise God. You don't need some kind of man-made something. Because we got it from heaven, praise God. That manna from heaven is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad for the bread of life? Amen. He said you can partake of and you never go hungry. The water of life, praise God, that you can drink of and never go thirsty. Praise God. We have it. It's time for understanding, praise God, that all that we need is in the Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, but the Lord thought they was having a hard time even realizing the truth of that. Amen. In the text here, we can see that the Lord was wondering if they really even realized who He was. Maybe after He had to take them through the bread scenarios just to show them, praise God, what He had already done. Now listen to me. Something that Jesus has already done, don't you think He can do it again? Amen. He had already done it twice. Amen. Praise God. He had already done it twice. If He can do it twice, He can do it a third time. Or the fourth time. Or Brother Billy the fifth time. Or the sixth time. Praise God. He's able to just keep doing that He does. Even for His glory. It's time for understanding. It's time we understand what God's able to do. But then He begins to ask the question in verse number 13. When Jesus came to the midst of the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am, that the Son of Man am?" He said, "Who do they say that I am?" Amen. I believe he asked this just to see if they knew who he was. Amen. Who do men say that I am? Realizing who Christ is. You realize who Christ is today? Praise God. Christ is the Savior of the world. Amen. The Savior of mankind. The Lord and Savior, Christ from heaven, praise God. The one that came down was manifest in the flesh and died for our sins according to the Scriptures and rose the third day victorious over death, praise God, according to the Scriptures, because God said so. That's who he was. That's who he is. And that's who he'll always be. Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But he said, "Who do men say that the Son of Man am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, and one or one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" I wonder if we ask ourselves tonight, who is Jesus to you? Amen. Who is Jesus? Is he the supplier of your life? The meter of your needs, your Lord and your Savior, your shepherd, your chief shepherd, your master shepherd of your soul? Amen. Is he the one, praise God, that gives you guidance and leadership? Amen. A time for understanding is who Jesus is today and the magnificence of his life that he shows forth to us, praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." They realized the Christ of heaven. Praise God. Realize who Christ is. He's the Son of Man. He's the Christ. He's the Son of the living God. I want to say he's more than that tonight. He's the living Son of the living God. Amen. Praise God. A lot of these religions, they picture Jesus hanging on a cross or hanging around a chain. Some fella on a cross. I want to say my Savior come off that cross. I went to an old bar, a tomb. I laid there, praise God, come out of there victorious over death and the grave. And he ascended up into heaven and sitting in glory at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. God, same one that they said, hey, it's time for understanding the Almighty God. God and the power and that's sitting at the right hand is with Jesus Christ in power and glory tonight. Amen. That's enough to shout about, ain't it? Praise God. So call, because God is good. Bless his holy name. And Jesus answered and said unto him, now watch this, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah." He said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. Praise God. He said, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. We need to understand, praise God, that God Almighty is revealing things to us, to our understanding. Praise God, for our understanding, if we'll just believe with our heart tonight and confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And he tells Peter, he said, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter." Amen. "And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The Lord says, for our understanding, praise God. He said, it's time for understanding. He said, Peter, he said, thou art Peter. In other words, he says, that little stone. Amen. He said, you're just a little stone. He said, but upon this rock, praise God. He said, I will build my church. He said, listen, Peter, it's time for you to understand that you're just a little rock. He said, but upon this little stone, he said, but upon this rock, the rock of faith, the rock of believing, the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, the foundation stone of the world. He said, praise God, I will build my church. Praise God. Amen. He said, it's time for understanding, praise God. What I've got, I will lay it out plain and simple so that you can see it. Amen. Because of it's because of faith. Amen. That little stone had a place to rest on that great big rock. Amen. Which is Christ Jesus our Lord. That great foundation stone, praise God, that we can build upon, that's solid and stable. It's unshifting, that it never moves. The foundation of the church, praise God, is what God, the Lord Jesus Christ, was. And he said, Peter said, you can just begin to build on it, on the foundation. See, that foundation, praise God, the church is not this building that we gather in. Amen. The church is not a place where we go and worship. It's a wonderful place, but it's not a, praise God, the church is more than just a building. Amen. The church is a place where we come worship Lord Jesus Christ. The church is built and established in the heart and the mind of believers. Amen. It's time for understanding that Jesus Christ lives in our heart, praise God. And that the church, praise God, it's me and you. It's not the building, even though we give God glory for the place that we come and worship. It's a special place. Amen. It's a place where all of us little stones come, praise God, to be worked and crafted and molded and made. Amen. Where we fit upon the foundation. It's time to understand, praise God, to listen, youngest tonight, that we everyone have a place as little stones on the foundation. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, a place on the foundation. Amen. That the foundation is sure and steadfast, praise God, and that the wall could be built mighty and strong, praise God, without any gaps. You're that stone tonight. Jesus said, praise God, for your understanding. That Jesus Christ, praise God, He's the foundation. We realize the truth, praise God, of a death, burial, resurrection, and a risen Savior, and a foundation that's sure, that's built upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus would shout and praise God and give God glory for it. As the Bible tells us, let me just read you one verse. In Revelation chapter number 1, in verse number 18, but verse number 17, John says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Verse 18, he says this, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Praise God. He said, I'm that corner chomp, the cornerstone. He said, I'm the foundation. He said, I have the keys. He said, I'm the one in authority. I'm the one in the power. Praise God. Hey, listen, he said, I'm the one that's there to make a difference in the hearts and the minds of people and the world that we live in, world without end, when we put our faith and understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ and who He is. Amen. He's the God of glory. He is that foundation, praise God. When we can see the Lord as He shouts us from heaven, praise God, shouts it from glory. He said, I am the I am, praise God. The victor, the one in authority, the one that's overcome the death and hell, the one that has the keys, praise God. Amen. The one that has the authority. He says, listen, youngest, He said, it's time to understand. Amen. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were all looking to confound the Lord because they didn't understand. Amen. The whole world that we live in today are disrespectful to God, irreverent towards God because they just don't understand that He is the Lord of glory. He is the foundation that we can build on. Amen. That'll give us victory in our lives. Victory, praise God, because of the truth that passes understanding, the truth of who Christ is. He said, who does He say? Who does the world say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I'm going to say, He's the same yesterday and forever. Amen. He ain't changed. He's still the same today. And it's time for us to understand how great and mighty our Savior is. Because He's prepared us a place and a way and a relationship that He wants to have with us. Amen. So that we can have a relationship with Him. So we might have a relationship in this old world which we live in. He's darkness everywhere, youngins. But praise God, it's time for us to be a shining light in the darkness. It's time for us to understand for understanding. Praise God, the goodness and the mercy and the love of God. Boy, I appreciate that. And boy, I was thinking as everybody was testifying this evening, it's just the good grace of God. It's His goodness manifest to us because we're realizing. I thought I started to just dismiss you. I'll be honest, I thought just started this tonight and just dismiss, say, well, just go on home. Because God's already showed me that you've got understanding. You understand tonight who Jesus is and what He can do for us. Amen. Praise God. It's not about the little things in this world. Hey, He said, but it's about that Holy Ghost discernment that we have, that you have, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe tonight, each and every one of us tonight believe that He's your Lord. Amen. He's your Lord.